Jeremiah chapter 18. You want to turn there with me? We're going to start in the first verse and read through verse number 6, if the Lord will allow us. And I seen that sign back there in the back of the church, you're now entering the mission field. I like that. Because that's the truth. That's what it is. And in here, it's easy. Just like the brother said, it's easy to be a Christian in here, but it's harder whenever you cross that line out there and you start going out there. But Jesus said that we are the light of the world. And so we got to let our light shine out there in the world too. So Jeremiah chapter 18, starting in verse number 1, says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come unto you, Lord, and we appreciate you. We're thankful, Father, for another time you've let us gather in your house, Lord, and with your people, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us, Lord, and anoint with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us to preach with the power and authority in which you've called. Lord, we pray that you just help us, Lord, tonight, Lord, and to bring forth a message in such a way that it'd be pleasing unto you, Lord, and not for our own glorying, Lord, but, Lord, that we would in all things give you the glory, Lord, and the honor, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd anoint the ears, Father. Lord, if there be anything in here, Father, Lord, that needs to be brought out, we pray, Father, Lord, that we would get it taken care of. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to save to the uttermost, Lord, and Lord, that you're able to keep, Lord, and we appreciate that. We're thankful, Lord, that we can trust in you, Lord, and we can confide in you, Lord, as our author and the finisher of our faith, Father. We thank you and we love you, Lord, in your precious, glorious, holy name we pray, and amen. Praise the Lord. But I thought about we got to figure out who the potter is, first of all, amen. We got to figure out that God is the potter, amen. That we're not the potter. A lot of times we try to think that our life and take it in our own hands and form our own selves. But hey, if we became Christians, praise the Lord, at an altar of prayer, and we got the blood applied, guess what? We surrendered, amen. What does surrendering mean? It means that you gave it all to Christ. That means you gave your life to Christ. That means you signed over and said, hey, I'm going to follow you now. Amen, I'm going to let you form me. I'm going to let you take this clay and make something out of it, amen. And so we see that we got to figure out that God is the potter in our life whenever we become Christians. And we got to let him form our life and let him do it. And but a lot of times I think that we forget who the potter is. And we forget that he is the potter. And but we have to remember, we have to make that clear, that he is the potter. And and going his way is the right way. And he makes the clay into what he wants it to be. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I don't have to sit around and think, hey, well, what am I going to be here in 10 years? Well, I don't have to worry about that, amen? I can just trust and know that our Savior, praise the Lord, is going to be able to make me into what He wants me to be. Amen. If I just follow in Him, if I'll trust in His hands and let Him form me, I know that it's going to be good, and I know that it's going to be right. Praise the Lord. I want to make sure that my life is in the potter's hands, amen? And not in my own hands, but in His hands. And in Romans 9, it says the potter is the... It's his decision on what the clay should be. Amen. It's not our decision on what the clay should be, but it's his decision. And then it goes on to say that the potter has power over the clay. Amen. That the potter has power over the clay. In other words, what I'm saying is that we think a lot of times that there's nobody better than us. There's nobody greater than us. A lot of humans and these scientists that think they got it all figured out, well, they want to think that they're the superior, that there's nobody above them, that there's nobody. That's why they want to say that we all came from a big bang. Well, I want to tell you something. Praise the Lord, we didn't come from a big bang. We came from God, amen? He created all, and he made us all, and he made us into a human. Amen. It says that out of the dust of the earth, he spit upon it, and he formed a man, and it says that he breathed the breath of life into our nostrils. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the very breath of life came from God. God himself, praise the Lord. And it didn't come from no amoeba or anything else, but praise the Lord, the potter had to form us. Amen. But a lot of times we think God, why are you leading me this way? Why are you doing this? Why am I going this way or that way? Lord, it just don't seem right. It just seems like that I shouldn't be going this way. It just seems like I know better. And then guess what? We try to take the reins, and guess what we do? We put it in the ditch every time, amen? Without God's leadership, that's what we do. And we see that a lot of successful people in this world, they got a lot of money and everything, but they're still not satisfied. Why is that? Because there's only one that can satisfy. Amen. Hey, I believe that there's a hole in everybody's heart until they find Jesus. And the devil, he'll try to fill it up with sin, and he'll try to put sin in your life to try to fill that void. But hey, guess what? Money ain't gonna do it. Amen. Possessions ain't gonna do it. Drugs ain't gonna do it. Alcohol ain't gonna do it. Amen. But praise the Lord, I can tell you something that's able to do it. Amen. One that's able to save to the uttermost. Praise the Lord, and his name is Jesus. Amen. He is the potter, and I am the clay of this evening. Amen. I'm thankful that I can trust in him, and I don't have to worry about where I'm going. Amen. I don't have to worry about the way that he's leading me. Praise the Lord, I can just take it in his hand and know that he's doing right. Amen. And sometimes we just don't understand what the potter's doing. But hey, I promise you, he knows more than what the clay does. Amen. Praise the Lord. And but a lot of times too, people will try to make the potter into what they want the potter to be. Amen. They'll try to make God into what they think God should be. They'll try to make God into some, and I know he's a loving God. He is. And he's a forgiving God, and he's a merciful God. But hey, that ain't all he is, amen? For the people that he gave the chance to make it to heaven, if they don't make it, it's their own fault. Amen, it's not his fault. But I want to tell you something. There is a hell this evening. Amen. And we know that it was made for the devil and his angels, but the word says that it lodges itself daily because people won't listen unto him. Amen, because people won't accept the blood that he's freely given to all mankind. Whosoever will, come and take of the water of life freely. He said it didn't cost you nothing. Hey, if it costed something, guess what? They'd be in line for miles around trying to buy it, and they'd be giving all they could to try and buy this thing. But hey, since it's free, they won't come and get it. Amen. But it's open to us. Amen. And it's freely given. But the potter knows more than the clay, and I'm thankful that we have a God that's somebody above us. Amen. Can you imagine trying to be led around by somebody who is equal with you? I'm thankful that God ain't another human. I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that he ain't somebody just leading me in a blind way. Amen. But I'm thankful that he sees all, he knows all, praise the Lord, and he's leading us in a way everlasting. Amen. It said that broad is the way that leads to destruction. And it says many there be that find it. It says few. I find the way that leads into life everlasting, and it's the narrow way. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I'm on that way. I'm thankful I'm one of the few. Amen. And you can be one of the few too. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we got to let the potter be the potter. Amen. And let us be the clay. And in order for us to be made in the image and the vessel that he wants us to be. Amen. We've got to surrender unto him. And I watched a video of potter, and he was forming clay with his hands. And as he was forming this clay, it was on a wheel and turning around, and you could just see his hands forming that clay. And whenever he got done forming that clay into what he wanted it to be, you looked at his hands, and they were all dirty. His hands were dirty. They were nasty looking. But hey, I want to tell you something. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Amen. So that we could live in heaven with him one day. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. Hey, Jesus never done nothing wrong. Amen. He was sinless. He was the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice, without spot and without blemish, a pure lamb. And he came down to earth to live and to die for us, and to become that living sacrifice, glory be to God, and to became dirty upon that cross, bearing our sins upon there for us. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. So that we could one day, he knew 2,000 years later, praise the Lord, we was going to need a Savior. Amen. He knew we was going to need cleaned up. Amen. So he became dirt so that we could become clean. Amen. I ain't never heard of a king dying for his servants. I've always heard of the servants dying for the king. But in my case, glory be to God, my king died for me. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something that makes me feel special this evening. It ought to make you feel special that God loved you enough to send his only son to die for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the potter paid the price for the clay. Amen. The potter bought the clay. Amen. Salvation wasn't free. It's free to us. But it cost heaven a great price. Amen. It cost heaven the best that heaven had to offer. It came down and bled and died on the cross at Calvary. Amen. I know a lot of places, they won't hardly let you preach your blood anymore. Amen. They don't like it. They say that's nasty. I don't want that slaughterhouse religion. Hey, I want to tell you something. Glory be to God. It's the most beautiful thing I ever heard. That a man loved me so much as to go to a cross. The worst death probably in the history of all mankind was the cross. Amen. And before that, he was beaten beyond recognition. And that was all for us that he took that punishment. Praise the Lord. Hey, that's love right there. Amen. He said, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He told us we were friends if we do so whatsoever he command us. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm thankful to be a friend of Christ this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he wants to form us in his image. Amen. He wants to form us as he was. Well, what are you saying, preacher? Are you saying we gotta go around with robes and sandals on like he did when he was here? No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we're the exact same lifestyle as what Jesus did. We're in a different time. I understand that. But hey, when you just like the WWJD, what would Jesus do? That's what we need to be thinking. Amen. In our life, we need to be what Jesus would have been if he'd had our life. Amen. We need to be what Jesus would be if he lived in the years 2000s. Amen. And we need to be formed in his image. Amen. But we all have a job in what we're doing. And we know that we have a job. We have a purpose. We have a plan that he set out for us. The potter's forming us. And he's got a plan for each piece of pottery. Amen. He's got a plan for you, a unique plan. Whenever a potter's forming clay, I don't believe he just makes the same thing over and over and over again. It just wouldn't make sense. But he wants to make everything unique. Amen. He wants to make each one just in its own special way. And that's what he's doing for us this evening. Amen. In our life, he's forming us in our own unique way. But he wants us to be a prize that he can be proud of. Amen. Praise the Lord. And well, we can be that pottery that he's proud of, that he sets up on a shelf and he says, look at this. Amen. But no, we don't have to become an old time carpenter and wear sandals and robes. But praise the Lord, we need to be living as he would. Amen. But he has a plan for each one of our lives. A special plan. Amen. That he's designed. But if the clay don't go along with the potter's plans, he can't use the clay. If the clay won't submit unto the potter's hands, the clay ain't no good. Amen. But I know that whenever a potter's forming clay, I read about this or somebody preached about it or something. I can't remember exactly how I heard it. But whenever a potter's forming clay, and maybe if there's a piece of dirt in that clay, it cracks that clay. It puts a crack in that clay. What are you saying, preacher? I still believe in holiness living. Amen. I still believe in living holy. I still believe in what the Bible says, living by it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like what the brother said. You take all of it or else you don't take none of it. Glory be to God. I want to take it all this evening. I don't want to pick and choose what I'm going to live by. Amen. I believe that's how a lot of people are doing nowadays, like the brother said. A lot of them, they're picking and choosing. They'll read through it and pick a verse and say, I like this one, but I don't like that one. Hey, you got to take her all. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we have to get the dirt out of the clay in order for us to become something. Amen. And we have to let him form us but going away from the potter's hands, it's never a good idea. Going away from the potter's hands will leave you as a blob of clay. That's all you'll be. And just a piece of clay that, you know, just a big old blob. I mean, I don't want to be just a big old blob. Amen. I want the potter to make me something. Amen. And the sad thing is that he has a design for each life. And he has this picture that he already has ready for you. And he knows what he wants to do with you if you just submit unto him. But a lot of so many times, it's a sad thing that the people won't submit unto him. He can't make them into what he wants them to be unless they submit unto him. What do you mean, preacher? Well, he's gave man the free choice. He's let everybody choose. I got to thinking about this the other day, and I was talking to some people about it. Why was that tree planted in the garden for Adam and Eve to eat off of? I couldn't understand it, but then I got talking to an older Christian, and he told me why. Because God loved us so much that he gave us a choice. And he gave us a choice whether to serve him or not to serve him. And plus, Jesus, from the very foundations of the world, was the first plan. Amen. He wasn't the backup plan. He wasn't because man fell. He became the plan, I believe, from the very beginning. God knew that man was going to fall. He knew he was going to need a Savior. And praise the Lord, he put that tree there, and the people ate off of it, and Jesus had to come be the Savior. Amen. I believe he was the first plan. Amen. Not the second one. Praise the Lord. I don't believe Jesus was a backup plan. I believe he was the first plan. And but he wanted somebody to choose to serve him, somebody to choose to love him, somebody to choose to. What do you mean? Well, he already had the angels. They had to. They didn't have a choice. And they serve him whether they want to or not. But hey, we have a choice tonight. Amen. Amen. We've got a free choice, and he loves us. Amen. And he wants us to serve him, but he's going to give us that choice on whether we want to become a blob of clay or something that he can use. Amen. And but he wants us to be a piece that he can be proud of and look at and say, look at that. Amen. I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about Job. And we see that the devil had to come to God in order for the devil to tempt Job. And as he came to God and he said, God had asked him what he'd been doing. He said, going around seeking whom he may devour and going around the earth and trying to tempt people, pretty much is what he was saying. But we see that God said, have you considered my servant Job? Righteous and upright man. No doubt God had formed him with his hands. Amen. And he was proud of him. He said, look at him. Look at how good he's doing. Look at this vessel that I've made. Go try him. Amen. So we see that the devil did try Job. And we see that many people in his life had his own wife even told him to curse God and die. But hey, we praise the Lord, Job stood firm. Amen. And then at the end, can you imagine how proud of God was of him? Say amen. Look at that. And praise the Lord, I want that to be my life. Amen. I want to be a vessel that God can be proud of. Amen. And but I'm thankful that we can be like that, amen. He knows what he needs, and he knows what we need. I mean, and he knows when we need it. Praise the Lord. And in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the fathers of the faith and the faith chapter about all the people that they call it the faith. How that these people and how they didn't give up. Amen. But they held on to the promise, and then it talks about them looking for a country whose builder and maker is God. Amen. It talks about them serving God until they died, not receiving the promise, but looking unto the promise, knowing that thankful that he knows the way. Amen. I'm thankful that they followed in him and they found it. Amen. They have received that promise now. Their faith has been made sight. Praise the Lord. Hey, glory be to God one of these days. Amen. If we stick with it. Amen. Our faith, praise the Lord, is going to be made sight. Amen. We're going to become a finished product, and he's going to tell us to come on home. Amen. Glory be to God. I got to thinking about Stephen. And Stephen sitting there, and no doubt he preached to them, didn't he? Amen. He told them they were uncircumcised in heart. They didn't like that. The circumcision, they thought, man, it has to be by flesh. But then we see that Paul said, circumcision is not one that's one that's by flesh, but one that's is circumcised in the heart. Amen. They got mad at him. It says it, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And then they stoned him, we know. But praise the Lord. Amen. And the word says that Stephen looked up into heaven. Amen. I believe the heavens opened up. Amen. Now, nobody else could see it, I don't believe, but I believe Stephen could. Well, I know into the Father standing. Amen. Can you imagine Jesus looking down on him and saying, yeah, that's a finished product. Amen. Yeah, that's their home. Glory be to God. Amen. Aren't you thankful one of these days we're going to get that calling? Amen. He's going to say, come on home to us. And praise the Lord, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. But whenever the clay is finished, whenever the clay is a finished product, what they do with it is exactly how hot to make it and how long to stick it in there. And I got to thinking about the silver in Psalms. It talks about silver being tried. As the silver is tried, so are we tried. And I got to thinking, they stick it in the fire. And every now and then that silversmith will pull it out and they'll look at it. Then he'll stick it in the fire some more and then he'll pull it out and look at it. And finally he'll stick it off, he sees in that silver. Glory be to God. How does God know when you're a finished product? I want to tell you something. Praise the Lord, he's sticking you in the fire. Amen. We got to go through things in this life. We're going to have to get put up with some stuff. Amen. But one of these days he's going to pull us out. Glory be to God, and he's going to see his own image inside of us, and he's going to say, you're me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm thankful that the potter knows exactly how long to keep the clay in the fire and when to pull it out. Just and the unjust. Amen. That's Bible. We're going to go through hard times. We're going to have times that ain't so exciting. Amen. Sometimes the times that are sad, times that we're not just not feeling real good. Amen. We're going to go through them things. Amen. But we all go through it. But that's just God putting us in the fire, hardening us up, making us ready, getting us ready. Amen. And he knows exactly when to pull us in, out of the fire before we get ruined. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows exactly, perfectly how. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm in the potter's hand. And he knows exactly what he's doing with my... But we're going to have to go through the fire sometimes. But praise the Lord, I'm thankful that he knows when to pull us out. And he knows how to form us and to purify us. Amen. That's what the fire does. It purifies. Amen. And everything that we go through in this life, praise the Lord, it's for our own purification if we're serving the Lord and doing what he would have us do. Amen. A lot of our temptations and things, it helps us. Amen. It helps us to grow in the bad mountain all the time. But hey, we're not going to be on the mountain all the time. Amen. But it's in the valley, praise the Lord, whenever we're going to grow and we're going to become what he would have us to. Amen. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. What that verse is saying, in my opinion, is let God form your life. Let him form your life. Amen. And I believe that's what God was trying to say in that verse. And thank God. We got to submit our lives unto God. We got to let him take control of it. Amen. And we're going to find in life, and I guarantee you, you are, because I've been in this thing about right at a little over 5 years. And I tell you what, praise the Lord, I found out you ain't going to outdo it. Amen. Everything, praise the Lord, everything that he's done, every way that he's directed, every way that he's showed and that I've took has been the right way. Amen. Amen. Every time. He's never led me wrong. He's never, ever took me down the wrong way somewhere I shouldn't have been. Amen. Now, by myself, I have a couple times. I took a hold of them reins and put it in the ditch, just like I said before. Amen. But I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that whenever the pottery might mess up a little bit, and it might not fall, but praise the Lord, he tries again. Amen. Uh-huh. Maybe he'll add a little more clay this time. Amen. And he'll say, come on, you can do this. And he keeps on forming. He keeps on working with it. Hey, I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that whenever the first time I messed up, he didn't just throw me out. But praise the Lord, he just took in his hands and just started fixing that place that was messed up. Amen. Aren't you thankful God too? He didn't throw you out. Amen. But he's kept you, praise the Lord. And now you're getting ready to go on his trophy case. Amen. Glory. Amen. But I got thinking on this message on that song, he's still working on me. Amen. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Amen. And we know that it actually says he's the potter, I'm the clay. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I can be chosen to be his clay. Amen. It ought to be an honor to be the clay of such a master, of such a master potter that's able to form anything. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what. My life, I'm just an old country boy. I don't know a whole lot. And I'm not real smart. Well, I'm kind of dumb, really, amen? But I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that God's able to take a dumb into something that he can use. I'll tell you what, praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful for that? That he's able to take us, no matter how bad we messed our life up, no matter how bad it was before, praise the Lord, he's able to pick us up and pick up the broken pieces of the clay. amen, and put them back together and start forming something out of it. Hey, glory be to God. Ain't that what he did to each and every one of us? Amen. It says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Glory be to God. I'm thankful I'm not living by my own righteousness, but praise the Lord, I'm by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who came, bled, and died upon the cross for me and gave me the right to be righteous. Amen. Praise the Lord. He paid my price. I'm thankful for it. Amen. But that's way. Amen. And B. Made into or what it should be. Amen. Who are we to question God? I said, God, I'm 16 years old. There ain't no way I can get in front of people who studied the Bible for 60 years and try to tell them something new. Lord, I can't do it. He said, yeah, you can. Through his strength and through his leadership and his guidance. By the way, I don't just. Amen. I'm thankful that the one who called me, he's the one that does. And, but praise the Lord, I'm thankful I can be his vessel used by his hands. Amen. And not by anything that I've done. Amen. Trying to live my life a wholly acceptable unto him who is my reasonable service. Amen. And that's what we got to do this evening. Amen. We got to live our life for him. Praise the Lord. We got to let the potter, let him form my life. If not, we're just going to be a ball of clay. We ain't going to be no good for nothing. You say, well, preacher, I'll be successful. I have a job I want, and I'll have all kind of money. Well, where's that going to get you? Yeah, it might get you through this life. Yeah, you might be able to get all the stuff that your heart's longing for. Amen. Until you find Jesus Christ, you're not going to be satisfied. But praise the Lord, I know where you can get him. Amen. At an altar of prayer like this. Lord, I'm thankful that it's a good place to do it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful for a church. Whenever I got saved, I was in a tabernacle up at Fort Faith Bible Camp. Amen. At the age of 15. I'd actually been saved before, but went back on the Lord. But praise the Lord, I'm thankful he called me again.
Amen.
Amen. And that he drew me to that altar of prayer. And praise the Lord, I got the blood applied. Amen. And my life ain't been the same since. Since I really decided tonight you can come and get him, you can make that biggest decision in your life. And I promise you, you won't regret it. Amen. You won't be disappointed in it. Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, you'll be happy you did it. I say, do you regret being a Christian? They just say, no, I wish I'd have done it sooner. I wish I'd have done it. Well, preacher, ain't you missing out on that stuff? I see some of my friends that have went down a path that looked like I was going to go down if I didn't find the Lord. Because that's just the crowd I was with. And they've been to jail and been caught and have to use things on their cars so they can't go so fast and things like that. But hey, I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that he's brought me out of that. Amen. I'm thankful, praise the Lord, that I can say I ain't never took a drug. Amen. I ain't never took a sip of alcohol. Amen. I've never had sex, praise the Lord. Hey, I want to tell you something. God's able to do that.
Amen.
Amen. He's able, praise the Lord, to do that. He's able to keep you. Amen. And he's able to lead you in his way. Amen. He's able to form you with his hands. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for what he's kept me from, though. Amen. And I'm thankful that, hey, he can do the same for you. Young people, get a hold of him. Amen. And don't let go of him. Praise the Lord. I promise you can. I promise. Amen. Made it through high school. You can. Amen. I'm not very smart, like I just said. And praise the Lord. But I'm thankful that I learned to lean upon the Lord. Amen. And he's able to guide us. Amen. And to lead us in that way. But I'm thankful for him and I love him. But I believe that's all I have me to say tonight as we get a song. If you don't know him, come and let your clay be molded by the master potter. Amen. Let him form you into stuff that he wants you to be.